evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. It's Wednesday night. This is live. This is not a replay. Sorry I couldn't be with you last night, folks. But, you know, for the last couple weeks, I've been complaining about all this work in my apartment. And, you know, I just didn't feel very well. So while you were listening to a wonderful repeat, I want to tell you, folks, I was sound asleep. Didn't feel very good. Breathing too much of this dust in my apartment, but it gives me the opportunity to plug a product that is available from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I believe it's called the Aerator. I got to check on that, but it's a very good product. John Statmiller gave me one when he was up here in Washington, and I've had it working here in the apartment, and I want to tell you, it does a wonderful job. Folks, I mean, you know, most people have a nice, undusty apartment. My apartment generally tends to be very dusty. But when you get your living room ceiling knocked out and you get dust all over, I want to tell you, it's pretty rough. But the air purifier that John Statmiller gave me, and as I say, I think it's called the Aerator, it works. So if it's still available from RBN, definitely try it out. Very, very interesting product, and it has really helped considerably, and I am still alive. Looking on the website, it says the Aeronizer Electronic Air Purifiers. It's right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network's website at republicbroadcasting.org. And I see they have a clearance sale on the SS1 model. So anyway, definitely check it out. This product has really helped me out considerably within the last several days. I probably would be dead without it, and then a lot of people would be very, very happy. But I'm happy to be alive and happy to be here with you live this evening. A lot of things we can talk about. I'll rattle on for a few minutes here, but basically I think we'll just have open phones here tonight. I am so disorganized because of the fact that my apartment is in such an uproar, and I do my broadcast, as you know, from my apartment generally. And, you know, I just don't have easy access to my massive files and all sorts of little clippings and things that I like to run through with you on a regular basis. I will mention something I think of interest to all of us, and that is that, unfortunately, the truckers' protest really did not materialize here in Washington. I've heard that there has been some activity down in Texas. Good for the truckers down there. And I will just say that better luck next time. The issue around which the truckers' protest was based is something that affects all of us, every single American citizen. And for that matter, really, you know, it affects the people of Mexico, too, and the people of Canada. And it's an issue that isn't going to go away. NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, whatever you want to, what your favorite acronym is for the acronym for your favorite nasty treaty. It's all part of this whole New World process. It's all something that I think listeners, Republic Broadcasting Network, are opposed to. And if you're not, you should be. And if you're not, I'd be very surprised to learn why. But maybe there, if you like GATT and NAFTA and all the things, and you want to call in here and tell them, please do. As I say, this is an open forum, maybe too open sometimes, but that's the way it is. So we are going to open phones here. Feel free to call in. This is Michael Collins, live on this Wednesday, April 25th, coming to you from Washington, here on RBN. RBN does live. Archives seem to be back in shape. If you miss any of these shows, you know you can check.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matten and naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
I find there isn't such a great mystery to disease anymore. A basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, her problem is like Cartavite, and you see someone who could walk uphill now going for regular job. A few months later, we know we're doing something. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and mold both at the same time, liver function is dead. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems, circulation problems. It'll work on problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8255. 1-800-332-8882 or visit Cartabyte link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-882.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage? We as Americans have been led a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgages and start saving. Our financial experts spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to current life or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payment, no refinancing, and no pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 20 years off 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Out. Just how good? Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-21-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and welcome back. Mylon Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Feeling much better. And I have a number of calls lined up here. I wanted to comment a couple things very, very quick, and I'll go right to the calls. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, probably know by now if you're on the internet, or if you actually occasionally do any searching on the internet on the establishment news websites. Occasionally they mention things like this. Well, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio introduced legislation to set in motion the impeachment of Dick Cheney. That's good news. That's very, very good news. You know, it should be in the front page of the Washington Post. Well, they put it on page two of the Washington Post. Now, you say, oh, that's good. Well, folks, I'm not sure that is exactly good, because where they put it on page two of the Washington Post is in kind of a little gossip column, rather than in a news story. This should have straight news story, folks. Instead, this was kind of a little column, large poking Dennis Kucinich because he happens to support. And they made mention of the fact that some of his hair was blowing in the wind, hair that he had forgotten to put Brill cream on or something like this. This is the kind of crap, the kind of way that the Washington Post and the Washington Times will publicize what are otherwise important news stories. Now, it's kind of interesting, folks, because, you know, American Free Press has a pay, too, in which we put short little blurbs. And, you know, oddly enough, over the years, American Press, even in the old Spotlight newspaper, you'd be amazed at how many people would read and comment on them. We would get sometimes dozens of letters about small items that appeared on page 2. But page 2 of American Press and page 2 in the Washington Post are very, very different. As I say, what we have there is a deliberate effort by the Washington Post to bury the story, even though it was on page 2. And if you were familiar with the print edition of the Washington Post, you would understand that. Now, you know, our resident cynic, Jim from Texas, called up here. Well, Jim calls every night. I like to talk to Jim, but, you know, Jim called up here either the day of the shooting in Virginia Tech or right after. And he pointed out that the immense amount of publicity being devoted to the Holocaust survivor who died at Virginia Tech. And, you know, that is true. But, you know, I'll tell you something even more insidious that I noticed. Now, I don't have the particular magazine clippings handy. They're in my briefcase, and I'm not going to trip through the dust in my apartment. Just for your benefit, folks, as much as I love you, I don't feel like tripping through the dust right now. But in my briefcase, I have the front cover and an inside page from either Time or Newsweek this week reporting on the tragedy in Virginia Tech. And what's very, very interesting, folks, is they have pictures of most of those people who died. And I want to tell you something, folks. I'm absolutely certain that I am not imagining things here. I'm not painting a conspiracy theory, because it's not really a conspiracy. It's just how things work. But when I looked at the front cover of the magazine, my eyes were drawn immediately to the picture of the Holocaust survivor, the old gentleman. One picture out of, I don't know how many were actually on the front cover. It wasn't 32 pictures, or 33, including the killer. But the picture of the Holocaust survivor was positioned on there were four columns of pictures. It was positioned in the third column. That is, the first column next to the middle of the page. You can get Time magazine yourself and take a look at this. If I'm not mistaken, it was in the second column vertically and the third column horizontally. Now, why this is significant, folks, is if any of you have any background in laying out newspapers or in graphic production, you know that the right-hand column traditionally in newspapers has been considered the news column. That's where you're supposed to put the hard news. Now, not all newspapers do this. Newspapers and magazines have gotten away with it. But the legend goes that your eye tends to naturally fall to the right. So what I'm here to tell you, folks, is I truly believe that the people who laid out that cover of that magazine, whether it was Time or Newsweek, and I tend to think it was Time, they deliberately placed the Holocaust survivor in that position so that his image would come to you first. Well, now, what's interesting, folks, is you open up the magazine itself, and they rerun most of those pictures. But I did a brief look at it, and I saw that the pictures had been slightly rearranged. And they, of course, appeared on the right-hand side of the right page, on the right-hand side. And again, the Holocaust survivor victim, his picture is positioned so that it jumps right out at you. Now, there may have also been some magical work because we've heard about how Time, in particular, in the past, had been caught doing some magic production work, graphic production work, to emphasize one thing and de-emphasize another. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I believe that's exactly what was done. And I've seen something similar done before in the past. Parade Magazine, which is a Sunday supplement to the Sunday newspapers, which you're probably familiar with, many of you are, appears every Sunday, obviously, of course. They have an annual presentation called The World's 10 or 20 Worst Dictators, prepared by David Walachinsky, a hardline Zionist, written quite a few books. In any case, this is an annual production, and on the front cover of Parade Magazine, which is a newsprint production, oversized newsprint production, not exactly a magazine per se, they feature some of the most evil dictators by their judgment. And I noticed that several years in a row, the ruler of Saudi Arabia has been conveniently positioned so that inevitably, well, let's put it this way, my eye has fallen on him. Okay, they don't have them listed necessarily on the front page in the order of worst to best, or if you want to call it that. But when you turn to the inside of the magazine, inside a Parade, you see a double-page spread. And again, the dictator of Saudi Arabia is always positioned. Sometimes they rearrange the order of it. But the dictator of Saudi Arabia, whatever number he appears on the list, his picture is always positioned so that your eye falls on it. Folks, it's not my imagination. I wish I could say that it was. I wish I could say, you know, the Anti-Defamation League is saying, well, now Michael Piper has a conspiracy theory that blah, blah, blah. Folks, you can look at it for yourself. You know, these are propaganda publications. No question about it. Years ago, I'll tell you a funny story about Parade magazine. Years ago, I was walking with a liberal friend of mine over to the Spotlight office. And in those days, we used to receive advance copies of Parade magazine in a brown paper envelope. And I recognized it, and I picked it up out of the Spotlight mailbox. And he and I start walking back down the street. And I said to him, I said, I hold here in my hand the upcoming issue of Parade magazine. I am going to open it up, and I predict on the front cover you will see a picture of many people, probably younger children. They will be of all races, creeds, and colors. I said to my friend, I said, this is a constant thing. They're constantly pounding away at this multiculturalism. Every Sunday, one excuse or another is used to have this multiculturalism, for better or for worse, but it's a fact that they were doing it. My liberal friend made some comment in shock that, oh, how dare you say something like that. He was mostly saying that for the benefit of a young couple who were walking beside us, and they were laughing at my comments. But I ripped that brown paper wrapper open and pulled out that cover, pulled out that issue of Parade magazine. And guess what it was? I don't need to tell you, but I'm going to tell you if you haven't figured it out by now. It was a bunch of children, you know, preteens basically, all smiling, all races, creeds, and colors, and it was the story about, oh, I don't know what, how some school did this or that. Well, you know, folks, I have friends of all races, creeds, and colors. That will upset the racists out there. It will delight the multiculturalists, you know. But the thing is, I get sick of this multiculturalism being shoved down our throats as though if you're not multicultural or if you don't have friends of all races, creeds, and colors, you need to run out and get some, you know. But the point is, I waved that in my friend's face, and I said, now do you believe me? And the people who were walking near us were laughing, and, you know, they nodded their heads. You know, this always shocks my liberal friends when they discover that there are actually other people other than me who talk and think like I do. Scary, isn't it, folks? All right, well, we are going to be going to the break here very shortly, and when we come back, we're going to go to the callers. And, you know, my God, we have Jim from Texas, so I'm going to bring Jim right up. I wonder if Jim is going to be very cynical this evening. You know, he has a tendency to be. Says, I'm a Pollyanna. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. This is Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned for more, if you dare. Coming to you live from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. God forbid my off-air conversation got on the air. We'll just leave it at that, ladies and gentlemen. Having a funny little conversation off the air. Anyway, we are going to our resident cynic and all sorts of other things, Jim from Texas.
Hello.
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing all right, but I intend to shock you tonight,
Mike. All right.
You brought up GATT. I never thought about it, but you brought it up, so I feel that I have to talk about it, and the fact that I'm 100% supporter of GATT.
Okay.
That's going to shock you, but not if I tell you that my interpretation of GATT is that it stands for Goyim Against Traitorous Treason. So, therefore, I'm 100% in favor of GATT. Now, NAFTA, I haven't made up an acronym about it, but I'll work on it. But that's not the main reason I call. The main reason I call is because for all the entrepreneurs out there that might be listening in that want to make money on a bona fide, certified business proposition is you should go into demolition of skyscrapers, okay? And you can do it. I mean, it's government certified. All you need is a couple of drums of diesel fuel or kerosene, which is jet fuel, and a sledgehammer and maybe a hydraulic something to knock holes in the wall, and you go up to a skyscraper and you knock a couple holes in the wall, you bend an I-beam here or there, and you dump out a container, a 55-gallon drum of jet fuel, set it on fire, and back off in the distance and wait for it to fall.
Well, you can do that. You can do that with federal buildings too. You know.
Oh, you can do it with Larry Silverstein owned buildings, but only Larry.
he's got a special in on that. It looks like.
absolutely. But if I bid on a contract, if the government had a skyscraper somewhere and they took bids on a contract to demolish it, and they had an outfit that come in and said, "Well, we got to wire 250 different." Wiring things to blow the building down, the demolitions, and then here's this clod like me to come that said, "Hey, I can do the same thing with a 255-gallon drums of kerosene and a jackhammer and a sledgehammer, and I'll do the same thing in less time, and I'll do exactly the same thing they're doing, and the end result's going to be the same, and it's government certified because NIST, NIST, National Institute of whatever the hell it is." Scientific thing, and Popular Mechanics said it's possible, not only possible, but it happened. So who are they going to give the contract to? I can bid $10,000 and do it, or they can bid $100,000. Who's going to get the bid, do you think, Mike? Do you think they would ever give me a bid?
I just kind of have a feeling they wouldn't.
You might have to put on a
Groucho Marx nose, you know, and smoke a cigar and throw a few Yiddish terms around. But
if you think about it, Mike, how could they deny it? It's already government certified.
Well, you know, it's quite seriously, Jim, in regard to this, you know, I said immediately after 9-1-1 that what I felt was, and one of the reasons I thought it could point towards the fact that there was collaboration within the U.S. government on 9-1-1 was because of the fact that they did not hit the White House or the Pentagon. The White House or the U.S. Capitol building, because in neither of those cases could anyone get any insurance on those buildings, number one. And number two, they would be very, very difficult to restore. So the big show was in New York at the World Trade Center. And then, of course, when they hit the Pentagon, they hit the side that was being remodeled anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
so
one
you know,
where nobody it, was at, it just
and where nobody that. Was exactly.
But the thing is that, as Khrushchev said in the earlier mid 50s, somewhere in there, he said, "We spit in their face, and they think it's due." This the people that control our government, our media, and that they think they can do anything and they'll be believed in. So far,
well, you know what it was, Jim? 9-1-1 was a demonstration of sheer political power, showing that they can do anything they want anytime, and we can't do anything about it.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Jim, thanks for your call. We'll be talking to you very soon, I'm sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is a live program. It's not pre-recorded. Folks, I'm going to shock many of you by endorsing two very interesting books by Professor Saul Friedlander. He was born in Prague. He spent his boyhood in Nazi-occupied France. He's a professor of history at UCLA and a professor emeritus at Tel Aviv University. He has written many books on Nazi Germany and World War II. The two books I'm referring you to are Dr. Friedlander's book, Nazi Germany and the Jews, 1933 to 1939, and Nazi Germany and the Jews, 1939 to 1945. The second one in this two-part series, I guess you'd call it, is entitled The Years of Extermination. The book just came out. Folks, it's very, very interesting reading, both of the books. I read the first book when it came out, and I plowed through the second book. Very well written, very interesting, and even if you vehemently disagree with Dr. Friedlander's thesis that the Nazis deliberately exterminated 6 million Jews, I'm here to tell you that there are many, many very interesting details that appear in the book. And I must confess, folks, as I'm reading the book, I start seeing these things that almost have me convinced that maybe there was some sort of extermination program and all these details. And then I start looking at the footnotes, and I find that the footnotes refer back to confessions that appear to be have been coerced, or confessions or allegations that were that I know that revisionist writers have dealt with in their writings. So on the whole, the book contains a lot of misinformation, to be generous, disinformation, to be nasty. But there's a lot of other very, very interesting information in these books, folks. And I want to tell you, as I was going through Dr. Friedlander's second book, I found myself scribbling notes and turning down pages about every 5 or 10 pages in a very, very thick, fat book. Very interesting details about the period and about what was really going on. And if you read between the lines, folks, you can realize that there are some truths in this book, and there are some truths that you might not find anywhere else. Not necessarily truths about the Holocaust per se, but just, well, let's just put it this way, about the politics of the period and what people were really saying and what people were really doing. So check out Dr. Friedlander's book. Friedlander is spelled F-R-I-E-D-L-A-N-D-E-R, Saul Friedlander. Don't worry about putting any money in his pocket. I'm sure somebody's going to put some money in his pocket one way or the other. All right, well, let's go to the phones. We have Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good. I just wanted to say thanks. You turned me on to this book called Super Mob.
And, yeah.
Which I read, and it was quite interesting. A guy named Sidney Korshak.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I liked the book was because my neighbor up the road, their last name was Korshak, and they had a ginseng farm. And my buddy's father was a good guy, and I really didn't know they were Jewish, you know, because I didn't think about stuff like that when I was a kid. But we wrestled in high school together, and we hung out. We went to the parties. We, you know, dated the same girls. But anyways, I did some research on their family, and the Korshak family, and his father's name was Stephen. And you can go online, you can go to these genealogy sites, and you can download, you know, genealogy sites. Come to find out, Sydney's father was a guy named Stanley. It's kind of pronounced, he's from like Kiev. He was from Kiev, Russia. And that's where they migrated in the late 1800s to Chicago. And that's where Stephen's, his father and Sidney Korshak were brothers. I couldn't believe it.
Interesting.
And I haven't seen my friend. I saw him at a wedding this summer that we went to, and I don't know what to say to him. Because I remember in 1996, him and his whole family like took off to Chicago for a week, and I didn't know anything. I was like, wow, they're just going to Chicago. But that was the day that Sidney Korshak died, was in 1996. And it's all coming together now, you know. It's just, and I was talking to my dad, and actually, we've been in this state for probably like 7 generations, and actually, that was the Bisson farm that my great grandparents owned, and they bought it from us, from my great uncle. So, and my dad was like, I don't know how he came up with the money, because Stephen went to Goddard College, which was like a big hippie school, you know, and it's like a really liberal school. I had a couple friends' parents that went there. It was in the '60s and all that whole generation stuff. But it was, you know, I mean, this is just fascinating.
It's a small world.
Yeah. You know, and me and my brother talked about it, because my brother had, like, Paul Castagnato or whatever, that Italian mobster from.
Mm-hmm.
His niece came up, and Matt was trying to compare, well, what about Castagnato's, you know? I was like, that guy has nothing compared to Sidney Korshak. that guy had some pull. Like, you know, according to the book, I mean, if you believe everything in the book, but he was him and Myron Lansky and the whole Las Vegas scene, and geez, that guy.
That's a good book, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so funny. As I mentioned on this show, that I gave a copy of that book to one of my neighbors, and he is just absolutely fascinated by the book. And different people have sent me emails about it. Evidently, quite a few people have gotten copies of that book, and it really. It introduces you to a whole world of politics and intrigue and financial shenanigans and just all sorts of things that have been going on right under our noses before our very eyes, you know, to mix metaphors here, and it's all for real.
And if you study the Russian mob, it's not Russian, it's Jewish, it's kosher and Ostra. It's not, I mean, when you think the Russian mob, you think of, I don't know, Boris Yeltsin. I don't know any Russians, but it's got a Jewish-Russian element.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll tell you, I've mentioned it in passing. An old friend of mine, I used to have lunch with him a couple times a year. He's very old now, in very bad shape. He was a Jewish organized crime figure with ties to the Mossad and to the CIA and to all sorts of people who are very, very famous, dictators and presidents and politicians, and a very entertaining guy. The way I got to know him was because he was a regular reader of the Spotlight, and he would stop in the office periodically, and we'd chat, and he had a lot of interesting stories to spin, and we'd go out to lunch and have a grand old time. So, there's a lot of interesting things that can be found through friendships and associations like that. So you might just want to catch up with your friend and tell him you read the book on his uncle.
I don't know how to approach it to him. We've never even talked about anything with Zionism or, you know, I've never even. It's just going to be an. I don't know how to. We're going to have to sit down and have a couple of beers and stuff. And you know.
I would just say to him, "Hey, so your Uncle Sidney was a big shot gangster, huh?" And you know what? He may not even know anything about it.
I'm sure he does.
That's a very interesting story, Jeff.
Yeah, after high school, they all went to Chicago, so I'm not.
He probably knew.
Well, if you study the Jewish immigration in the late 1800s, there was a lot of immigration to Chicago and New York City. I forget, there was something happened in Russia where they were driving the Jews out or something. I forget exactly.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. Yeah, that pretty much is it. And a lot of them ended up in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, in New York City.
And everywhere.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Mike, nice show. I like listening to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Very interesting story. Oh, folks, that reminds me. I was telling Mark Glenn, who you are, of course, familiar with, a regular guest in this show. I was telling Mark Glenn the other night that some years ago I was visiting a city which shall remain nameless, and I was introduced to the former mayor who was... Well, he was a well-known Italian-American mafia figure, and he's a retired gentleman. Pulled up outside his house with my host, and there's a baby blue Cadillac of late model and a scarlet red Cadillac of late model, and he greeted us at the front door, and as we were going to his living quarters, I heard this very familiar song. It was the theme from The Godfather. And my host, the former mafia-connected mayor, turned. He's an old gentleman. He turned and he says, "Oh, don't mind that. I'm just watching The Godfather Part 3, one of my favorite movies." That's a true story. All right. Anyway, we do have quite a few callers here. Let's go to Mike in Illinois.
Michael, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, Mike? What's up?
Good, good. Have you seen the movie 300?
No, I haven't, but I've heard a lot about it from different people. What do you have to say about it?
Well, as I mentioned before, my background is I'm Iranian-American.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Yes, okay.
So I'm Persian descent, and I was just horrified when I saw the movie how the Greeks were portrayed as noble gentlemen ushering in democracy for the West, and the Persians were this barbarian savages that, you know, just came out of the trees. I mean, it was just amazing.
Well, you know, Mike, the first friend, I had not even heard about the movie, but an old gentleman friend of mine from Florida, I don't think he'll object to my mentioning his name, he's a great man, Paul Christian Wolf. Paul and one of his associates from the website NordWave.com, or it might be NordWave.net. Either way, check it out. Paul went to see that movie, and he came back very disturbed because his impression of the film, and Paul ain't Iranian, Paul ain't Persian, He's a good old-fashioned American. He was absolutely outraged, and he said it was nothing more than Zionist propaganda to stir up popular American anger, dissent, distrust of Iranians.
Right.
And you know, since that time then, I've seen various reviews from other people who weren't Iranians, who may not have had a particular axe to grind for Iranians or against them, but that was exactly their reaction.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see the movie.
It was just horrific how one-sided it was. And the ironic part is, I mean, the Persians were the ones under Cyrus the Great that freed the Jews from captivity and allowed them to go back to Jerusalem supposedly rebuild their temple. And Cyrus the Great is revered in the Jewish community, from what I understand. And here they are making us. And Cyrus the Great was the first recorded human rights declaration of history. And it's in the United Nations, one of their, on the wall there, his proclamation of human rights. And the way they just urinated on the Persian culture in that movie was just.
Well, you know, I refuse to believe that it's just a coincidence that the movie's coming out at this time. I mean, just a couple months, maybe 6 months after the film One Night with the King, telling right. the story of Queen Esther and the Persians, you know, and of course the Persians again are the bad guys in this. You know, this is no coincidence. I mean, this is all part and parcel of popularizing propaganda. You know, people get it in the news every night, but then when they go out for an adventure film like 300 or a romantic type film like this One Night with the King, they're still getting this anti-Persian, anti-Iranian propaganda drilled into their heads in a more subtle fashion. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And in a related topic, I was on an Iranian news website. And supposedly they're building a dam near the ancient city of Persepolis, where all the ruins of the Persian Empire are. And they say the flooding that will result may flood the ancient city of Persepolis with all the historic ruins. I mean, that's just like the Greek Parthenon or the Roman, you know, ruins being flooded. And our own government is doing it because They've always had an axe to grind with pre-Islamic civilization over there, the ruling mullahs, and actually being Zoroastrian myself, they really could care less about the true Persian Iranian.
That would be a great tragedy. That's one of the few places in the world that I have any real desire to actually see.
I mean,
so I guess I better get over there before it's gone. What a shame.
Could you imagine that your own country is doing that? I mean, that's worse than the Buddha statues being blown up by the Taliban. I mean, I could not believe it. I don't know if it's happening, but, I mean, really, that just would be horrific.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard about that, but if they do something like that, that's a great tragedy. They could make a lot of enemies that they wouldn't otherwise have by doing something like that.
Right. One more thing, and I'll get out of
here. Yeah, go ahead.
On the same subject, ever since I grew up, you know, I'm sure this is everybody listening, their experience from elementary school through college, you hear about Greek history. I mean, democracy, philosophy, math, science. I mean, you look at it and you're like, you think the Greeks were a super race, like a superior race with all these accomplishments and laying the foundation for Western civilization, and you don't hear anything about the rest of the world. I've always been suspicious because the history between Persians and Greeks and the wars and the Alexander the Great and Xerxes and all this, there was a lot of back and forth and cultural exchange. I have always been suspicious that a lot of so-called Greek accomplishments were borrowed from the Persians, given to the Greeks because they're European and not, you know, the swarthy Middle Easterners. I don't know what you think about that.
I tell you what, that's very interesting. I'll say that much. Mike, thanks for your call. You know, look, anything is possible. I wouldn't write off that possibility. All right, folks, stay tuned. We have a few minutes left. We'll squeeze in at least one more caller. We'll see what we can do.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is our final 5 minutes for the evening. We're going to go to one more caller to wrap it up. We've got Larry in Florida. Larry, come on up. Oh, we lost Larry. Larry, let's see. Who's next on our list? Okay. All right, we have Rick. Come on up, Rick.
Hey, Michael, good evening.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Okay, pretty good. Hey, you were having a little confusion with acronyms. Why not just throw all those out and use the direct talk, the Southern Sellout Schemes? That's what it is. It's a Southern Sellout Scheme, no matter what acronym they put on it.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, they deliberately confuse us with all these treaties. You know, but they're doing it all piecemeal. This has been going on for a long, long time. You know, I keep saying they let us keep our American flag, but they're taking our land out from underneath us.
And everything that America was meant to stand for.
Yes, exactly. That's it. I mean, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And, you know, so many, you know, what's so sad about it all is that since 9/11, there has been kind of an artificial, or I should say there's been a rejuvenation of patriotism, but it's been rejuvenated for artificial and absolutely phony reasons.
Yeah, it's a perverted, superficial patriotism. It's a patriotism to a government that does not represent an American idea.
Exactly. See, and this is the whole problem, you know. This is why I get so irritated. You know, years ago I've told this story 50 times on the air. I'll tell it for the 51st time. Years ago, one of my liberal high school teachers tried to defame me in front of my classroom colleagues by saying that I was a flag-waving super patriot. In his point of view, that was really something terrible. You know, and that says a lot about this liberal communist mindset. But you know the funny thing is?
No, he's waving the flags.
I'll bet you he's one of the biggest flag wavers you can find. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, you were talking about the media manipulation of stories, and you mentioned the Cho, the thing in Virginia.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, some of the best explanation of media manipulation on that is to be found on DavidDuke.com.
I heard something about that. Yeah, I haven't checked it out yet. Yeah.
Dr. Duke has some excellent programs on there, radio programs and written programs as well. Also, I wanted to talk about May 7th in Washington, D.C.
Protest at the German embassy.
Yes, sir.
I intend to be there.
I intend to be there also, if any way I can do it. We need to get out there and stand beside Ernst Zundel, because what's going on today, that affects every one of us here
in this
country.
You know, this is what Americans, unfortunately, even people who read American Free Press, and I assume people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, I don't think they understand sometimes that these things that seem to be happening only in other countries, they're setting the stage for it to happen here.
You know,
Ted Pike has talked about this, and I want to remind people to check out truthtellers.org, because Ted has very great concerns that these assorted hate crimes bills are going to be rolling through. So the thing needs to be done right away. People need to make the calls first thing in the morning.
Yes, and just like John Stadtmiller was saying today, we need the boots in the streets.
That's right.
The public is just not getting it. They're not aware of this alternative media enough, and the only way we're going to bring them aware of it is put boots in the streets. Demonstrate on behalf of Ernst Zundel on May 7th in Washington, D.C. Go to the Zundelsite.org for directions on that and instructions on that. That's Zundel, Zulu, Uniform, November, Delta, Echo, Lima, Sierra, India, Tango, Echo, Dot, Oscar, Romeo, Golf. Zundelsite.org.
I'll be giving a lot more information about that as we get closer. Thanks
okay,
for your call,
good.
Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Have a good evening. Stay tuned for Rick Adams and Frank Whalen. Good programming ahead. Stay up late and listen.